I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chalais in for Jeff Kaplan. Smoky skies and 99 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news on KSL News Radio. We're learning more about the fatal crash in Kanosh yesterday as the death toll rises to 8. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the latest.
Utah Highway Patrol says of the 8 people killed on I-15 between Meadow and Kanosh, half were adults, the other half kids under the age of 15. UHP says 22 cars were involved in this pileup around 4:30 yesterday, which they believe was caused by low visibility as a dust storm blew across the road. 5 of the 8 who died were in one car, 2 were in another car, and 1 person was in a third car. No names have yet been officially released. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
So what do you do in low visibility driving conditions like what happened yesterday? Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden says the first thing to do, slow down.
If you spot a road hazard, you won't have the time to react to that. So we ask that you slow down and only be able to operate your vehicle at a safe speed that you can maneuver around a potential hazard. If necessary, and you can see it coming, and it may be necessary for you to exit the freeway and wait out the situation for it to pass.
Sergeant Roden says you need to keep your lights on so other drivers can see you on the road, but your brights reflect even more off the dust or fog. Salt Lake City Police are trying to find a driver who hit and killed a pedestrian earlier this morning. Sergeant Keith Horrock says this happened right in front of police near 550 West and 3rd South.
The officers were there kind of on scene as it happened. It happened across the street from where they were at, and they immediately obviously rushed over and attempted to give life-saving measures to that victim until fire arrived, EMS personnel arrived, and unfortunately that person succumbed to their injuries and passed away.
Police are looking for a silver 2013 Subaru Impreza station wagon with heavy damage to its front.
Wild weather.
Hot and smoky today, but the rest of the week is looking up. People playing outdoors with their kids this morning are glad that this could be the last 100-degree day for a while.
As long as I got some shade, I'm okay. I'll probably take this over, you know, the cold and the wind of winter.
I'm planning on going in the house and staying under the air conditioner.
The thunderstorm systems will start to move in tomorrow, and they bring 10 days of possible monsoons with them. Just as Utah is cooling down a bit, at least 30 million people will likely see temperatures at or over 100 degrees by the end of the week. Temperatures were especially heightened today across Idaho and portions of Montana. Excessive heat warnings have been in effect. The heat is bad news for the West and its wildfires. There are more than 80 large blazes currently burning across the West. Developing news on KSL News Radio. This monsoonal moisture isn't a news story in southern Utah, but the National Weather Service has again issued a slew of flash flood warnings and watches for the southern end of the state. Escalante is under a warning until 4:45 this afternoon. Zion National Park has been told the thunderstorms in that area will produce up to one and a quarter inch of hail with wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour. Cedar City is seeing widespread water on the roads right now. KSL's top national stories this hour. The Department of Veterans Affairs is now the first federal agency to require COVID vaccinations. ABC's Karen Travers begins our team coverage.
The Department of Veterans Affairs will require COVID-19 vaccinations for all of its healthcare personnel who work in or visit VA facilities or provide direct care to those the VA serves. This is stated President Biden in the Oval Office Monday.
Veteran Affairs is going to, in fact, require that all docs working in facilities are going to have to be vaccinated.
VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said in a statement this will be mandated because, quote, it's the best way to keep veterans safe. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
California will also require vaccinations for some workers. ABC's Alex Stone continues our team coverage from Los Angeles.
In announcing that California state workers and healthcare employees will have to show they've been vaccinated or face frequent COVID testing and mask rules, Governor Gavin Newsom called out Tucker Carlson, Ron Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and what he called the right-wing echo chamber for perpetuating misinformation about the vaccine, leading to people getting sick and dying.
And to listen to these pundits that are profiteering off misinformation intentionally. Misinforming.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Back to the East Coast, where New York City will require a vaccination or a weekly COVID test. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the mandate, citing the danger and deadly nature of the rapidly spreading Delta variant. This will apply to about 340,000 city workers, including teachers and police officers. If employees refuse to comply, they will be put on leave with no pay. Ricky Meese, you've had your hands full today.
It has been a very rough drive, and for those who normally travel the 21st South Freeway through Magna, you won't today. It still remains closed both directions at 7200 West due to an earlier multiple vehicle crash with injuries and vehicle fire. So if your drive home normally takes you through this area, plan an alternate route. Traffic already diverted both east and westbound. Again, this is the 21st South Freeway closed at 7200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, you'll never believe what one astronaut got to eat on his latest trip to the International Space Station. Jeff Kaplan will tell us about it in his Minute of News up next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.